Good morning. It's Friday, May 22nd. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina has become the 45th state to prohibit physical restraints of prison inmates who are pregnant. Governor Henry McMaster signed the recently passed bill into law at the State House yesterday. Physicians and women's rights groups have long advocated for the new law. Ann Warner is president of WREN, the Women's Rights and Empowerment Network.
So it's a really good thing for people of our state. It's a good thing for people who are incarcerated now and for their children, who we want to have the very best start they could possibly can.
State Department of Corrections Director Brian Sterling says he welcomes the new law, which covers all detention facilities in the state. A U.S. soldier from Spartanburg, South Carolina, has died on Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan. The Pentagon is reporting 25-year-old First Lieutenant Trevarius Ravon Bowman died from a non-combat-related incident on Tuesday. Officials said the incident is under investigation and did not release any other details on the cause of death, other than to say that Bowman's death was not COVID-19 related. The number of South Carolinians to file initial unemployment claims topped 500,000 since the pandemic shut down the economy 9 weeks ago. In the last 9 weeks, the total number of initial claims has risen to 515,595 in South Carolina. The Department of Employment and Workforce says just under 30,000 people filed initial claims for the week ending May 16th. That's down for a fifth week. Executive Director of Employment and Workforce, Dan Elzey.
Compare that to 88,000, and you say, well, that looks good. We're in good shape, right? We're not, folks. This is a staggering high number of people filing claims every day, 3 to 4 times higher than what we were seeing in 2008 and 2009.
Dan Elzey speaking before a state Senate subcommittee yesterday. After the city of Myrtle Beach dealt with crowd issues and gang violence last Sunday, the city is taking a proactive approach toward managing traffic congestion this Memorial Day weekend. According to WMBF, Myrtle Beach Public Works crews have set up pedestrian barricades along Ocean Boulevard and traffic control devices at various intersections across the city. South Carolina Highway Patrol will be monitoring 8 intersections at key points throughout the city during peak travel times. City leaders say traffic congestion relief teams will also be used for dispersing crowds, and response teams will answer complaints about noncompliance of city and state laws. A former Lowcountry police officer serving time for shooting an unarmed man as he fled now wants the conviction and sentence overturned. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
In court documents, Michael Slager contends his plea and sentencing counsel were constitutionally ineffective. He says they failed to present evidence that could have helped his case. Defense attorney Andy Savage says he considers the outcome of the former North Charleston officer's case the most unjust result of any case that he has ever handled, and is more than happy to accept responsibility and hopes Slager gets the relief he says he rightfully deserves. Slager pleaded guilty to violating Walter Scott's civil rights when he shot the unarmed man to death following a 2015 traffic stop. He appealed before the U.S. Supreme Court, but it refused to hear his case. Michael Slager is serving 20 years in a Colorado federal prison. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
South Carolina has been given a limited supply of remdesivir. That's the drug that recently received an emergency use authorization by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for treating patients with COVID-19. According to the FDA, the investigational drug was shown during a clinical trial to shorten recovery time in some COVID-19 patients. Since then, the pharmaceutical company Gilead Sciences has donated vials of remdesivir to the U.S. government to be distributed nationwide. During the initial federal distribution, South Carolina received enough doses to treat up to 66 patients who were hospitalized with COVID-19. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.